position. The race on Ferrari, the lead by close behind them with tremendous speed is Jensen Button roaring down the track, a BMW right at his back. And as the cavalcade of cars flies past, the English racing driver at full blast quite unexpectedly shoots to the front in what might be described as a brilliant stunt. The radio reporter's blaring voice sufficed to make the British fans rejoice who, while relaxing near a hotel pool in hope of their success, began to drool. Uneasily, the German fans looked round as Michael Schumacher was losing ground. With their initial expectations thwarted, their disbelieving faces got distorted. And as the German plebs began to frown, the academics played the matter down. A bearded bloke philosophized with grace that there was more to life than just the race. The British, in their more pragmatic way, convinced that they for once would win the day, unfurled their freshly ironed Union Jacks and leisurely began to munch their snacks. With envy watched by their Teutonic rival, they rose to toast their motorsports revival. But then, unfortunately at the end, the English motorist misjudged a bend. His car swerved off the course and burst a tire, then overturned and finally caught fire. The driver, with his car quite out of shape, just had a most miraculous escape. And thus, towards the finish of this race, the German champ put England in its place, his triumph being shown on all the tellies. The Germans proudly rubbed their well-fed bellies. Depressed, digesting their most painful loss, the British lads morosely stared across those fleshy mounds that barred them from the cool and most refreshing water of the pool.